Thank you, Mr. Folsom. Our next speaker may be classified as a rugged individualist. Eugene J. Kenney, former assistant treasurer of the Standard Vacuum Oil Company of New York. He studied pension and retirement plans in Europe and the United States and decided one day that a secure future was not for him, so he bought the Bernard's Inn, a country hotel right here in the Somerset Hills in 1945, and started all over again. Let him tell you how he feels about his future. I should say perhaps to our great listening audience that Mr. Kenney is a kind of monster with the snows of age slightly on his head and the pink and white complexion of a youth. Mr. Kenney.
A doctor friend told me recently the majority of his patients suffer from an anxiety complex. His waiting room is always filled, but I am not one of his patients. For myself, I have adopted a very simple theory, one that works. I reason, if the future is designed to be unknown, why should I worry about it? Today, this very minute, is important. I try to live it as well as I can. That's my preparation for tomorrow. To regain my freedom from fear, from regimentation, from the stifling effects of too much security, I had to abandon the multiple benefits I had accumulated in over 20 years as a company employee. I resigned to operate my own enterprise, but I began to live again. My theory worked. Too much security requires an explanation. I refer in particular to corporate pension plans, Social Security, old age benefits in general. Senator Pepper and Mr. Folsom seem to feel that they are a panacea for all human ills. I feel that they are merely sugar-coated palliatives. These schemes destroy the thrill of an unknown future, destroy it with promises of security seldom kept in full. You put in a few pennies a day, and out comes old age security. It's a magic formula, but when applied to human lives, it produces inhuman results. On a pre-selected retirement date, selected by the formula, you are expected to withdraw from a productive life. You are retired pensioner, not for the terrific price you would purchase for the undeliverable security. Are all the costs, all the salaries, all the overhead involved in running these tremendous lotteries. You pay these costs in the end, and what a price for having someone plan your future for you. The failure of the promises is bad. The false sense of security they create is far worse. Have you ever talked to a corporate employment date? What is he doing? Working to achieve or merely waiting to collect his pension? Invariably the latter. Why should he slave to produce? His future is all in the bag, according to the plan. That is surely a demoralizing state of mind. It hurts a man's integrity. It robs him of his vitality. He becomes a corporate tool, submissive to his job for fear of losing his pension. His purpose in life is gone. Only the pension is left. Beware of thinking that a successful old age can be planned for you by a formula designed by either government or industry. Neither Senator Pepper nor Mr. Folsom can guarantee the results in terms of happiness for you. They cannot prophesy. The real solution is for you to use the weapons of common sense and courage that your ancestors found so effective. Your good common sense will prevent you from being misled by promises of bigger and better Social Security. Your courage to fight for your precious birthright, your human dignity, will not let you surrender to the harsh regimentation of a formula. Realize and enjoy the fact that your responsibility for your future is yours and yours alone.